faster than any others.
No, you don't say that. He said faster than any bullets.
Oh, man, all right.
Everyone, I think,
should I get a switch? Noise.
Are we recording?
Yep.
Oh. Alrighty then.
Alright then, Mike. Let me show it. You want to grab your headphones? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, all right.
You want to plug them in? I'll plug them in. You can put them on then.
Alright then, Mike.
I'll take the headphones.
Alright then. Yeah. Right, so we're plugged in now.
No, I can have the studio. Let me hear you rap.
Oh, I can't rap that much.
Me either.
Oh, I might not be a stream, but I do sound like it.
Huh?
Sound Australian, mate.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi. Outback steak, mate. Nice.
I make my own steaks at my house there.
Oh, I smoke brisket on Christmas, mate. Oh, I'm going to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, we did that too, but we're smoking one on Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I got a ham. I'm smoking a ham on too on Christmas.
Oh, smoking a ham, mate.
Oh, yeah. 6 hours. Two got to turn it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice and juicy.
Oh, yeah, mate. Cut one. Cut the brisket in 6 hours.
Mm.
That was nice. Nice.
The mac and cheese was phenomenal, too.
Oh, thank you. Tried my best there. Tell you what, it's hard wrestling that kangaroo red cheese. Love cheese.
Man, you didn't find a kangaroo with cheese.
Fuck no, I'm not finding no kangaroo.
Dude, cheese from under his pocket.
I always saw, what that movie, Kangaroo Jack, I think.
What, the kangaroo? Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, I'm gonna knock you out. Yeah, that one. Oh, Lord. But yeah, that one. Hello? Is it me or... Jason Archer podcast. Someone of our friends just misses me.
Me too.
Long time.
I got kind of scared.
Oh, he misses you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Remember my nigga, though. I fucks with him. I miss him, but.
Shout out to Dave.
Batista. I can't believe the other nigga said I look like motherfucking Kim Jong Un. Can't believe he said that.
Bro, what was that other nigga? Something cucumber?
European burnt cucumber or some bullshit.
Burnt cucumber? I don't think he said burnt. You better know. I said burnt. He said burnt.
I don't know if it was burnt. I forgot. I know he called me something cucumber. Was it them? He said, I smell like 10 white claps or some shit the other day. I said, he looked like he chew on boats.
Nah, he looked like, thank you to do that, guys. You want to hear a truck sound?
Dad told me to drink motor oil.
Fuck, I tasted motor oil.
Cause if you look, you like Mater.
The face?
Yeah.
You like Mater's dad.
He ain't got 2 meters. You Mater on a goddamn gun?
He's a mechanic, he's a...
We're not.
I'll fix your car, gun.
Oh, no.
You ever seen a Boondock Saints? The bartender? That's what cats are going to have when he's older. When he retires, he's going to have a bark. Come on, bark. Cousin.
No.
I passed beer at the 5 o'clock, cousin. All right,
come on, cat. You got it, cousin. don't do it, cat.
You gotta see. Here's your beer.
Oh my god, dude, I can't believe you just did that. You're fucking done. Look at that. Look like one of them fucking dogs. I'm telling you, bro, it look like a dog when they're shaking off trying to get dry, bro. Like, oh, it was just, bro, that nigga still look like Jimmy Neutron dad, though, bro. And I looked when that motherfucker came in late. He said, "Where you at?" I said, "He looked at right here." I looked at John, bro. I searched the picture. I said, "This nigga look like Jimmy Neutron dead. Brandon look like Jimmy Neutron dead. He just need round nose."
Is a monk?
Ooh.
Monk.
Better not be. If that is, there's something wrong. They're getting reported. I'm calling CPS or something. That CPS are fucking, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna call, but I hope not.
Beating it, huh?
With a shovel. And they're whacking that bitch. I got a splinter. Zombieland? Mm-mm. Bro, it's the old guy. I forget what the fuck his name is, but he the star of the movie. Like, he the coach. It's like a basketball team. It's for, like, I don't call him fucking retarded, but, like, just the mentally challenged, like, grown up there on the basketball team. Like, it's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be for comedy, but, like, you gotta look it up, bro. You gotta look it up. Just, like, look up, like, retarded basketball movie or something. I don't know.
Are you talking? I know what you're talking about. It was the I know what you're talking about. I just watched it. He's like, yeah, I'm your homie with an extra chromie.
Yeah,
I forget what movie it was, but that movie's funny. And the little girl, she like bullies everybody.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "You gonna have to beat my phone." I'm like, huh? Making a dollar. Terminator.
Very nice smack on top.
Terminator pissed me off today.
Terminator helped me bend my freak.
Me and Jay are putting Shannon Clark with Ben, right? Literally, like, I had a full bend. He had a full bend, right? She come back. She goes, that's because they didn't crush it and hold it down. I'm just like, Jay looked at her and goes, we're putting stuff in there. Like, I don't got time for that.
Oh, turn. I thought you were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Goddamn.
Who the fuck did?
I thought you were talking about that. You said Terminator, and I know you're talking about now. You going to hell, though. But she always say that, though.
I tell you, locks don't know what pisses her off. Then it's the next thing. And it moves, that's why.
Fuck is going on? Is this my phone?
No, it's mine. Oh my god, you wanted to know? I don't know.
My phone went off too. Oh my, can we just do a podcast? Fucking beast, mate.
$6 extra large, $7.99, size unknown. What the fuck you mean, size unknown? Why is it $7.99? Maybe $5.
Hey, fuck, don't you know? Just
what if it's just a large? What the fuck is it?
Better not be.
Maybe $5. Better come with something extra. Man, this is. We try to do something. Let them go do something. This is what we get. Fucking blowing up. You want this or no? She laughed. What the fuck is the laugh emoji?
Gee, can we, that's what I'm saying, like, niggas can't get a motherfucking goddamn one motherfucking, nigga, I'm just trying to record a podcast.
We got a job to do.
We have a job to do.
We fucking missed last week because of Thanksgiving, and we cooked the damn brisket for 6 hours.
Fucking stood up for fucking 20-something hours.
Oh, bro, I was so tired.
Gee, I ain't tired, kid you not.
You text me, I seen that just today, you text me at 10-something that night. Bro, I'm telling you, my phone was dead from 3 o'clock when I fell asleep. When I got home to fucking 5 o'clock in the morning, I plugged it in, bro. I seen Black Friday, right? No, that was the other day. But the Black Friday shit, I seen that, I said, I'm not looking for Black Friday deals. I watched that game we lost, I said, fuck. Went outside, I smoked. I went inside. I was like, I seen Miami and Syracuse. That was that night, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck I watched at 3?
Mm-hmm.
I slept.
Was it the Tennessee game?
Nope. Oh.
Or Notre Dame?
No.
Penn State?
Fuck.
I don't know. I'm upset with Ohio State Brown now.
We need to fire Ryan Day. Tell you. We got a good offensive coordinator. Fire Ryan Day. No, let me figure out. I forget who that was.
Can you football bought out, bro? I don't give a fuck.
I feel like the pros is.
Fuck that. I feel like all football bought out. Not gonna tell me we lose. We gonna lose to them niggas all the same way, same time, bro. Like, nah, bro, we not gonna lose. Like, these dumbass miss field goals. Like, why y'all starting that dumbass nigga if he just gonna keep missing field goals? Like, I know y'all gotta have a backup kicker, but put your fucking punter in or something. Nigga, let a fucking receiver kick or some shit. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, get this nigga out of there.
Sign, what's his name?
Destroying?
Yep.
I don't give a fuck who they sign. It could be Vinatieri at fucking 85 years old, bro. I don't care. Why not? You don't like Adam Vinatieri?
No. What's up with Justin fucking Tucker, dude? Sitting there talking about kickers.
Yes. I don't know. He's washed, bro. He's washed.
Keeping him. He's on the bye. We can keep him, though.
You thinking that might keep Christian McCaffrey in his fucking career? Well, might hurt. Hurt. And it gets done for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And probably next season.
It's okay. You need a full year to go.
Team, you look on my team. I got 2 empty spots. And 3 IRs.
Guys,
You want to give me that bum ass after I told you, he was ass. You said, no, he had a good game last week.
He had a couple good points.
I said, all right, bet. I do the trade. What happened? This nigga's knee turned into fucking gelatin and got fucking tore up. Now I'm sitting here with not only Stephon Diggs on my motherfucking IR list, I'm sitting with J.K. Dobbins.
Thank you for nigga calling.
And Christian fucking McCaffrey.
Thank you for nigga calling.
You know what I'm about to do? I'm erasing everybody's fucking players on the team. I'm erasing their fucking fantasy, but I lose. Because I don't got no one to sign, brother. I'm hacking shit, brother.
I got to beat John this week.
I got to beat Marlon.
John beat me one game. I got tied up 1-1.
I'm in fourth place.
I'm in third place. Can't get second. Unless
I'm in fourth place.
I'm in third.
I can't go no lower than fourth place.
Is it top four in
no playoffs? Top six.
How many we got in there? Eight?
Eight.
Oh, okay.
Top six.
Got it.
I don't care.
Even if you make the wild card, you got
my team not there. My team is not there, bro, at all. All my niggas are hurt. I shouldn't have gave away niggas that I gave away, but I had to get the players that I wanted to get, that I needed to get, but it's just, it's fantasy football, that's just how it works.
Right. Just for fun.
Yeah, but, fuck. I gave all my star players away, bro. I had David Montgomery, I had Puka Nacua, I had motherfucking, nigga DK Metcalf, like.
That's how I feel, too, because remember I had a Kareem Hunt. Remember I picked him up, and he didn't do shit for, like, 2 weeks. I'm like, fuck it, drop him, and you pick him up, and he fucking starts scoring. What's his name, too, from the Texans? Tank Dell? Had him. Yeah. He didn't do nothing.
Gee, how do you think I had all of them? I had Tank, I had Nico, and Stephon Diggs. Then I got Amon-Ra St. Brown, I had David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, I still got Jahmyr, but he ain't really
good. And you got Amon-Ra too.
Yeah.
And LaPorta.
I should have started him. Because Kittle ain't do shit.
I should start Jared Goff. Can't start him this week. He put Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. You don't trust Detroit? You got
to lose. All right, Green Bay's defense. And their offense is on fire too.
Don't matter. They're gonna have to stop. That's the thing, though. They're not consistent with that run. They consistent with a Green Bay. It's a run. They going for that pass coverage that third down. Lions is running that bitch no matter what. See?
Nah, I tell you, they're gonna lose this week. This is gonna be their setting off point.
You tweaked. You think Jordan Love about to score on line defense like that?
Because they got Chicago and San Fran, right? Then they got Minnesota. So they're going to beat Minnesota. They're going to beat San Fran.
Yeah, they're going to beat San Fran. And her fucking team did their ass. They're out.
They're going to lose this week and lose to Buffalo. That's going to be the reset in weeks. They're going to beat Chicago, beat San Fran, and beat Minnesota. And win out.
Like, who got Jordan Mason? Like, I'm going to go pick bitch back up.
Pick someone up from the Browns. Shout out Cleveland. James Winston. He didn't eat the W though, but 4 touchdowns, 3 picks.
You thought you were about to eat that dub, though. That 400 yards was insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was insane, but you're not a. Bo Nix is that nigga. He should win Rookie of the Year, but we all know he's not going to.
Mark Harrison too. He's leading the receivers.
Rookie of the Year, G over Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix. It's not happening.
Oh, Jaden Daniels, never mind.
That's probably what's gonna be too. Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix for number one and number two.
It better be Jaden Daniels for number one.
I don't know why. Him and Bo Nix is doing the same shit, bro.
Don't the Commanders have a better record, though?
No, I think they got, like, down there the same record. I think the Broncos are what, 8-4 or some shit? And the Commanders are what, like 9-3? So you got them at the same record.
I never watched
them. But who, like, that's the thing, though. The Commanders is really stacked for real. Like, I don't know. The Broncos, they all right.
They're just young.
They are young. Bo Nick's not really young, though. He like 25, 26. Damn. Yeah, he came out like the same age. Not the same age Stenson Bennett did, but he came out like 25. Because Stenson Bennett came out like 27, 28.
Yeah. Damn. I'd have been. If I'd have came out in college.
I'd have been coming out last year.
22 or 23, I would have been years old.
Well, I'd have been. Well, yeah, no, I'd have been coming out this year. I'd have graduated this year. Because if you do 4 years.
My 23, I'd be 23 my fourth year.
Yeah, I did.
So how old are you now?
22.
You've been
22. I graduated when I was 18. Okay, turned 19, I think. Yeah, 2020. Yep. 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 Graduated. Crazy. Yo, there's some crazy shit, but that shit ain't matter, nigga. I wasn't going to play football.
Yeah, no, I hate it. Schoolwork.
Once we won that championship, bro, I just stopped playing football. I didn't care no more. The niggas that actually, like, I ain't gonna say made me, but, like, I enjoyed playing football with, they, like, he left. Because, like, I was that nigga Marlon, like, my nigga left, so, like, I wasn't really gonna stay. But, I mean, I had other niggas on the team, but I just didn't want, I ain't had no interest in it no more. I should have, though. It would have. Probably would have helped my dumb ass, but. I should be in a dreadlock commercial. Just flash them off.
Get your hair.
Get your hair done. Hair tactical. My shit long, though. My shit come down there to, like, almost, like, the middle of my back. My back one. Yo, about 2 more years and what? I want to have them long nails right there.
I want my grand. Get me a little pick and start picking my afro.
You don't have no afro, mate. Yo, that slick white folk, yeah.
No, I'll wait till it curlies up, man.
Oh, I can curly up all at once, but she knows something. I'll spray what? Some water on it. I get a comb, it comes straight through. Wanna know something about mine? I fucking put water in this. I try to fucking put a picture with my afro, Mike. Oh, you know, I try and get that bitch out there. Just wanna be fuck stuck for eternity. Wanna have to fuck grab my heart. Walking, snorts that bitch out.
Where's the quarter?
Oh, I might be fucking bald at that bit of time.
What the hay strippers?
Oh, yeah, fucking weed in him, Mike. I'm fucking cut my shit and line my shit up there.
No, not gonna hang you.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you get me on here. Make sure you get me on here. Make sure. Get
you a damn horse stepped on you. You're gonna go fucking tails.
But I swear that nigga at work looked like he should have a rat tail. The nigga with the mustache. Larry the Gamble Guy from Jenkins Shift.
Look like Trevor DJ.
Look like he chew instead of dip, he chew.
Take me where
I
get in the fucking truck. Come on now.
Make sure I'm kicking bear over there. Make sure
we're staying. Make sure
you
bring me plate of food,
eh? I ain't want no flat bear. And that shit don't taste good. Unless you gonna buy it. Unless you wanna go to the bar, same you buy
it. Got a cooler in the back of the truck, always with beer in it.
Budweiser. And ice. Fucking blue ribbon. Patent blue ribbon.
So it's all you seen with a pack of cigarettes, some ice, and the cooler.
Either Marlboro's or Newport's. Sonoma's.
Daryl Carter's if it's a really long week.
Eagles.
Yeah, that when he broke. I just went Eagle when I broke. Dude, when the Marlboro got up there, bro, I was working at McDonald's, $9. I said, damn, I bought like a carton of cigarettes, my whole paycheck. I'm gonna, what the fuck am I gonna eat? monger.
He didn't whip goddamn slice of cheese and bread to win that bitch.
He's a barstool. No, loofah. No, watch.
He didn't remember that. Oh my god. I fucking hate this shit.
Hanging my clothes up.
Fucking dry off stussy disc. Can you just hang? Oh my god, I'm so dirty.
It's a new jack dry off.
Oh, wet, need another one.
Oh, that shit be
fun. Fuck.
So, what you think about these college football playoffs? You remember the games?
Oh, I remember. All right, there. But I'm talking about the main one there.
What's the main one?
Well, I'm gonna live in Ohio there, so I'm an Ohio State Buckeye fan there. What there? What there's something there?
What's up?
I'm tired of it. What there's something there? Every fucking year, for the past 4 years there, lose to these fucking blue pussies there.
Who's the blue pussies
there? Oh, that team up north. Fuck them bitches, they don't even deserve a name.
Michigan?
You're not a true Buckeye fan. No, we don't say itch again. We don't say bitch again.
Huh?
Bitch again.
Huh?
Bitch again, mate.
I don't like that team, mate.
Oh, we don't like that bitch. Nah, bitch blue and yellow. Bitch again, mate.
I don't like them, I like the
Buckeyes. Oh, you like the more high straight Buckeyes?
The only thing I don't like though is we put Ohio on the field, right? Why doesn't Ohio do Ohio on their fucking field?
So you don't think the Ohio Bobcats got Ohio on their field? It's in the middle.
No, I'm talking about, you know how we build Ohio, right? In the middle of the field, right? When the band?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Ohio University do that?
Because they, like, you can't copy.
Your name's not Ohio. It's Ohio State. Where's the ST at?
Because, like, that's the thing. Like, that was their chant. Like, O-H-I-O. No one do that for the Bob. They be like, Bobcats. I think that's what they say.
That sound retarded.
They be like,
this ain't goddamn.
I don't know what the fuck it is, but you gotta think, we got so many Ohio college football teams, it's not even funny. Like Cincinnati, Kent, motherfucking Ohio State, Ohio University, Miami, Ohio, motherfucking. There's more I can't even name, like, cause like I don't really know. Man. Ohio? Gee, yeah.
Why are they on a Big Ten?
The Big Ten go by like the divisions, like how we're like. It's just like high school football. But you gotta think it's like more up. You're in divisions. If your school not that big, you're in this division.
I think it's where you're from.
It is, but like that's where they base them off. Like if you look by the Big Ten or like you look by like Big 12 or something, like you look in them teams, like some of them teams are like close in the region, like SEC, like all them teams down south. Big Ten. All our teams are up here. Big 12, their teams like here, like Mac, their shit's like Pac-12, only two fucking teams. So, like, and they're right there. They're like Washington and Oregon State. They're right there. So, that really don't matter. So, it's like, that's like, So, like, yeah, we got Kent. Look, Kent, Ohio State, Ohio, Cincinnati. I think, we got them little, like, D3 colleges, too, like. You got Akron, Bowling Green, Cincinnati, Kent. I forgot about Bowling Green, but yeah. Akron, Bowling Green, Cincinnati, Kent State, Miami, Ohio University, Ohio State, Toledo, Youngstown, and Missoula.
Yeah. I forgot about Youngstown. Yeah. Damn.
So, yeah, you got to think, like, and Youngstown's not even, like.
That's four.
Yeah, but they not even nowhere near in the Big Ten, though. Like, they like, I don't even know what fucking division they in. I think they're in like FBS 1 or 3 or 4. If I was going anywhere, I would have went to RMU or JMU. James Morrison University or Robert Morris University. Mm-hmm. Or I could have went to the Lincoln, Washington or whatever, Washington and Jefferson College in PA. It's like right there in like Washington, PA. It's a little like just a division football college. Mm-hmm. That shit too, like, I ain't gonna say that shit too hard, like, but you gotta be really dedicated. I'm not dedicated to that.
Imagine going there and you getting recruited from, like, high school or
something. I mean, it happens, but, like,
you gotta be nice.
Like, you, not even nice. Like, you don't really have to be nice. You just gotta be dedicated. Dedicated to the work. Dedicated, like, grind every day. Like, that's some shit. Like, I'm not gonna say I wouldn't do, but, like, I'm not gonna do that. No. That's for the people that's out there doing that. They can go on ahead and have that.
Unless it was a good option.
It was, but I done did every sport there was. Like, track, basketball, football, wrestling. And that's all the ones I did. I didn't want to swim because I can't swim. So I didn't swim.
I used to play football.
I played basketball my freshman year. That shit was terrible. I quit like halfway through the season.
I wanted to try baseball, but I played baseball too fast.
I forgot about baseball. I played baseball when I was younger, though. I played baseball for the, fuck is that goddamn day? It was the Twins, but I forget what the fuck their first name was, but it was the Twins.
I wish I played Low League, too, like in Bryant.
I played the Pirates. I played the Dodgers. And I forget who else was around here. I forget. I don't know. This shit was fun.
I like football. I like football team I play for right here. Yeah, Buckeyes.
I played for Harding in 7th grade. Went 5-0-1 because we tied with Willing Central 16-16 because they had like a freshman running back playing in 7th grade. Went my 10th grade year. High school, went 15-0, went Ohio, well, OHSAA 2017 state championship, Big Red, Steamboat Big Red winners, you know, we get props for that, I don't give a fuck. I got my ring, but I gave it to my uncle, like, he got it, I gave it to him, so, like, he can, because he played, like, he not really my uncle, but, like, he watched me grow up, like, I claim him as my uncle, but he played in, like, 2002. And he ain't never, like, get to go to no champion. See, he a diehard Big Red fan, so I'm like, you can have it. Because, like, I was at the point where, like, I was around crackhead, like, at the house that I was staying at, and I didn't want no crackhead to stay in my fucking ring, so I just gave him that and my gold medallion. Still got my shirt, my 2017 championship shirt. But... Nigga, championship. Fuck, I don't give a fuck. I'm on that wall. I'm on that picture. I still got my football pictures. I was a little chubby thing, football. I was big as hell. They had us in them tight ass jerseys and them pictures. Mm-hmm. I was in motherfucker like
sweating, hot, like,
yeah,
all fat and shit.
Hair all tight because my shit just got done twisted. I'm in that bitch like,
I played for my guys in like 6th grade, then I had 7th, 8th middle school, then it was 9th high school. Or freshman year that I played, like my sophomore year, and I quit after that, or quit my sophomore year or something like that.
I wanted to play little league, but my dad wouldn't let me.
I said, fuck it, I want some money. Let me go work.
Yeah, it wouldn't work. I worked shit. I started working, what, senior year? I don't know, I started working something. Mm-hmm. I was making money before that, though. But...
Oh, brother.
We don't talk about that, brother.
Selling Yu-Gi-Oh cards. There you go.
Shoes.
Okay. Yeah,
shoes. And
Yu-Gi-Oh
cards. Sugar cookies, brother.
Oh, you're not a Girl Scout, brother.
No, was a Boy Scout brother.
Oh, oh, my.
Sorry, sir. I did go to the Boy Scouts, brother. Hmm? Second grade, I went to Boy Scouts. Yeah, Fernwood, I went to Fernwood, and went to, I went to Fernwood, but what I'm trying to think of the Ogilby and shit, but we went to, like, something else. I forget where the place was, but we, like, we went camping and shit. Like, we did,
not scared
like,
out again.
No.
Don't tell nobody, sir. Sorry. It's in the woods. Why me in the woods?
Like, that hurts.
Ouch.
Like, Mom, I can't sit down. She's like, what happened?
Laying on your stomach, like.
Like, my Boy Scout instructor said, this was okay.
Don't Franklin touch me. No. Get out of my bed. That's all I was scared of. Get diddled out there. Know what it was as a damn diddled. Bears.
Better not get diddled. You get diddled in the woods, right, you now. Might as well just lay there and die.
Uh-huh. Oh, you get diddled at camp, you better run.
Why are you getting diddled at camp? Why are you camping where there's diddy? Why don't you got a gun? Why don't you got a knife? A brick? Something to defend yourself.
Instead, have Mr. Rogers diddling people. Rawr. Rawr, you little tiger. Like, huh? I thought I was learning ABCs in here, coach. Like, you teach me anxious with O's, you just gotta put your finger in my O. Like, finger in my O.
Like, no, no, no. That's my
no. Why are you expending your O?
Just like.
Oh. Fair enough. That's the whole wheel what you have for the running thing.
No, no, no.
Like, I can't leave
with you. I can't get blocked there.
You punch me in the left guard.
But yeah, I'm telling my mom, I'm fucking so fucking scary, you.
You're tough like a turkey.
Oh my god. Hey. Hey. Wait. Our Mexican friend eh, from work, eh? Give me a fucking tomorrow. Give me some tamales, eh? Tamales.
Alright, Mysterio Junior.
I like Sebastian. I'm not gonna call him fucking Rey Mysterio.
Oh, I thought you meant Rey Mysterio.
Why the fuck would I get some tamales from him?
We seen him. You said he gave you some and we seen him.
No, I don't talk to that nigga, bro. I don't even know that motherfucker, bro. The nigga just looked like Rey Mysterio before he put his mask on.
You talking about Sebastian Palomalu?
Yeah.
Had Jordan's commercial coming up 2025. Yeah.
Give me some tamales. This shit was fucking good, eh?
Said he brought me something back from Texas to eat.
Oh, yeah, he told me. He said you gotta try a motherfucking tamale. I said, bring me one. He said, I got you, eh? Oh,
fresh tamale, that sounds perfect. You ever had the one in the cans?
Huh?
You ever had a tamale?
Nigga, no. I never had no, like, the furthest Mexican food I've went is tacos and burritos. I had enchiladas, but, like, nigga, I told him I want a motherfucking, I don't know what the nigga said. He said some shit, it was baked in the oven, you put meat in it. It, like, it sounded like a motherfucking enchilada, but not an enchilada. He was on Black Ops talking about it. I forgot what the fuck it is, bro. I said, this shit sound good, gang. Get me in tune. Like, I want to be fat, gang. Like, let me get some new food. Try to eat this fucking American bullshit. Give me some new food. Fuck the chicken, bro. Fuck that shit, too. Fuck the pork. Fuck the chicken. If it ain't beef, it ain't meat.
I like beef.
I like beef. I like red meat.
Mm-hmm.
Steak. Give me a goddamn burger. Nice old cheese burger. Fucking cheese on there.
Ooh, I might cook me up some hamburgers, watch some football on Saturday. Put some jalapenos in there.
Oh, in about 2 weeks, so I got about half the week off then, right? In 2 weeks, so I got Christmas Eve, Christmas off. Well, I got the day before Christmas Eve off, so I'll be off Sunday,
you
Monday.
Like, no, fuck you. You ain't fucking leaving me on Christmas, are you? Oh. You fucking daring.
Oh, mate, you fucking daring. I'll get it off there.
Yeah, you fucking don't, mate.
All right, I'll tell you what, there, mate, what I do.
Going
to
walk.
I got like 3-2 days off.
Mate, you got that fucking work, mate.
Oh, I know, I got that. I got that pay time. That's what it's for.
Yeah, mate.
For a vacation, right? Why are you going to pay me for a surname? I'm not gonna just not accept my time and not expect me to sit on my lazy ass and sit and play Call of Duty.
You gotta go walk.
I've been to walk now. I'll be there. Okay. Not that day. You alright there?
Come out a little foggy.
Yeah, this right look too late.
You look foggy, you see.
Yeah, I'm thinking like someone on fire down. Oh, Mel Mook.
No.
Wait, Jesus Christ. Oh, Mel Mook. Ain't no fire.
I'm not on fire, man.
I'm telling you, you're not on fire. I'm about drunk. I don't think I can stand up.
Is he screaming down there? You better wake up. Think you're burning. Burn your turkey or something. You better wake up. Look at my damn blind sandwich. Fuck. No. Goddamn Sleepy Hollow coming down. Probably why it's smoking. He's trying to make us not see.
I think it just went out late. We just high as hell, drinking shit, like our eyes not cooperating with the light, right? We just like, what the fuck? We just like, it right down.
It's smoking good. I can't see, good. Turn on the light. Put the fog machine away, good. Turn on now.
Get in,
oh, damn. Come on now. Gotta get to sleep. Gotta work, good.
He said that to me, I'm leaving.
Damn. He's still flipping the banana. He's still flipping the banana. He's just me going in the middle of the pit. And I'm in the middle of the pit.
He's still going to make a way. Don't you? She's like, it's yours if you can make a way, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
American. You know how? And they're like,
better not. I better not. Never ever seen no.
Best, you know what? Sir, best, you know what?
Viewer discretion is advised.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
If you're a fucking pussy, you don't like to make fun of the fuckers and have a good time. Then turn the fucking channel, bitch! We don't give a fuck. We make fun of your goddamn grandmother on this show, bitch.
Fuck your hamster, your dog, your parrot, and your bird. Don't give a fuck, because you got them cows running the herd.
I was going to say, my thumb up your herd.
No, you better not. You better not be putting your thumb in my herd.
Why your
thumb into my ear?
Why is it even in this?
Why is someone, if someone ear hole that big for a thumb to fit in there, is someone bad?
You can put a thumb in your apple. No. Wait there, Dad. You tell me that.
You said hair? I thought you said ear.
No, what the fuck?
I don't know.
This ain't a scary movie. He ain't like, what's that? He ain't going, He's like, peekaboo. He's like, come here. No. She look like a dog penis. It's like really pink. Like, why is that pink?
Goddamn kielbasa sausage.
Hey.
Who's that?
He said, wait, wait. Oh!
Left the mark on the floor.
Yeah, that shit funny. We wrote him up in a goddamn joint.
Yeah, it's me.
He said, smell, I'm a fire. He said, oh, it's me. I smell good. He said, what? I'm a fire.
Oh.
You alright there, Cass?
Oh.
He's not finishing your cup there.
Hold up. Whoa.
I gotta call 911.
You ain't gotta call 911. I think you gotta fix your vision to fix my shit up.
I'm gonna burn getting damn nuns up here.
My shit and burn.
Run to the church.
My shit and burn.
Like, sister, help! Sister, help! She be like, what's wrong? What's wrong, brother?
My vision and burn.
What's going on, my neighbor? Sorry, man. My knock on me.
I'm a flip someone lip before I knock him out. Or just like. Imagine that nigga just coming to you just like. Boom! He just like. What was that? Could?
Like as if this character push your chin inward.
Oh, bro, hold on. I know. Listen. You see that fucking damn.
But hold on. You ever shot a show dinosaur? You ever shot a show dinosaur?
Mm-hmm.
Not to mama. Not to mama. Then when big tits just look like that.
You know the chick that'd be there at night, right? Mm-hmm. That'd be sent up.
Personize it, goddamn. This is scary, bro.
That nigga from Sugar Shit look like Momo, bro. I said, what the fuck they got going on in here?
You say he look like a school. You say he look like a shooter. I said, yeah, school.
Bro, he do. Yeah, he do look like one of them. He look like, tonight will be the last night that you see your family. Over again.
Tonight will be your last bus ride to school.
I will hang you from the tree in front of your family and watch you bleed. Come over. To me.
That's probably what he sings. I don't know.
He said, hang, huh?
He ain't praying.
You better not hang people. I ain't telling him better shoot him.
With cornrow, with Scotty too hot, you don't never know what kind of dude too.
He out there with a rope, like. He started hanging people, bro. And then people just like, oh, look at all we eat. No. Them dead people.
No, bro. That'd be like Scotty too hotty, bro. Like, he fuck around 3 yards. This all down bad.
Who, Malibu?
Mm-hmm. He's gonna look like Grandmaster.
He was on tour. That's my.
Shit. We playing basketball.
He's a man with the trappers and the rappers.
I told Arnold Schwarzenegger and Hunter. I said that nigga Goose probably stink. I said he what bitches smell like.
His bee stink. Yes, her. She smell like mildew. You nigga, put them there when they were wet still.
Nigga got a Lois Griffin nose. He got one of them Lois Griffin noses.
He gonna take them out when he showers. Tell me why.
Hold on. Excuse me. I ain't my fault. Okay. I'm half black and I'm half white. I'm sorry to all you white people. If you have braiding, swear to God, please take them sits out at least, please give me once a week. If not, give me
twice a week. That shit is nasty. Y'all know your hair creates grease. Yuck. But do what you want. It's just preference.
Go ahead there, bud. I'm just saying, that shit look nasty. You can see the grease marks. You see the light blonde, and then you see the dark black spots. Like, how the fuck they hair create grease like that? Like, goddamn, you sweat that bad? You need to go to the hospital. You didn't need to put deodorant on your scalp. You fucking sweat like that. Like, cousin, like, that motherfucker need them goddamn deodorant patches them NBA players be wearing. Like, that motherfucker sweat when it cold. Like, nigga, is your thyroid that bad? Like, goddamn.
Bro, that jacket on came out. Bro came inside, bro, drenched.
Nigga.
I said, why your shirt wear down? He said, that's not cousin.
Hair, yeah, hair. You kid you not. Hair fucked up. Soaked wet. I said, cuz, what you got going on? I'm hot. Guy, I got to take my coat off. Cuz, no, I don't know no more. I said, you going to get sick. I said, no, don't do that, cuz. I said, all right. Look by, you got fucking Gargamel just got down walking around, fucking roaming around.
Roaming around. Gargamel?
He's looking for the Smurfs.
Who the fuck Gargamel?
Gargamel?
Oh!
Whatever fucking nigga in front of Smurfs, the nigga is.
Spike Dudley?
No. No. No.
Fuck Gargamel. Cockroach? From Men in Black? Dragon Breath?
No. That's a nigga. The swole old nigga.
Oh.
What his name?
Damn it.
Yeah. Him. He look like Gargamel from the Smurfs. Or Grimace or Grimmer, whatever the fuck cut name. I think Gargamel. Nigga look like he got Smurfs in his pocket. Two belt look like he sniffs kids' ears. Mater look like he lick belly buttons. Slow R look like that motherfucker color outside. He look like he color outside the lines of her coloring book. Look like he colored the background, not the picture.
I hate when people used to do that, bro.
I used to color the background, though.
You used to make a background for it?
When I colored a picture, like in a coloring book, I used to do it like
give galaxy. It like some mini in the back?
No. Take a black crayon, purple crayon, blue crayon. All I would give it like a galaxy or like some background. I'm not
doing you ain't giving the sun and the clouds and the
what
sky?
The fuck am I doing on it? Do I look like I got goddamn Down syndrome? What the fuck I look like?
Fuck out, you should be doing your colors.
You trying to say I'm one of them fucking. You trying to call me I'm one of them motherfucking special eds? You trying to call me special ed?
Special ed, because I did that. Huh?
No, because you trying. I did that too. What are you trying to say? All right then. Bet. We both did it. All right then. So we both probably a little retarded. It'd be all right.
I don't care.
Because ain't nobody else I know.
I took graduate away.
I did too.
You want to what? No kid left behind. Thank you, bro.
People say he was a bad president.
Go
niggas. No, I don't know. I don't give a fuck who the president is. I don't give a fuck if you get mad and I just say, and get mad, people get mad that I say, I don't give a fuck who the president is. Guess what? I don't give a fuck who the president is. Cause.
Middle class, we ain't gonna get shit.
Motherfucker, I still got to go to sleep, wake up, take my happy ass outside, start my vehicle, and drive down the road to go to work.
Preach, brother.
Ain't nobody gonna stop that. So
amen. Until
I can relax and don't gotta stress about working.
Yeah, you're gonna be fucking almost in the grave.
It's not even about the voting part, you feel me? Like, I'm not even gonna just say relax. Until I'm old enough to retire, G, and because I'm not even gonna say I understand politics all the way, gang. Like, I don't give a fuck, G. I don't. I grew up poor. I don't give a fuck who run this country. Mm-hmm. I don't give food stamps because I make over $30,000 a year. So I'm not going to get food stamps. No, we make that. We make over that. We make way over that.
No, I think like
30. It's like 34, 36.
It's only $4,000 more.
It don't matter, nigga. $4,000 go a long way.
You realize,
nigga, we making double what most people are making.
But listen, $32,000, right? Let's say that's what you make, right? Mm-hmm. You You fucking hurt your leg, you off for a month. That's $2,000 right there. That's $30,000 now. Exactly. So I mean, you off work for 2 months.
But you gotta think, there's motherfuckers only making $10,000 a year, $12,000 a year.
Getting scammed.
You working? No, you working at like a fast food restaurant or something. Like all restaurant, like waitresses get paid like $4 or something.
Yeah, but that's mostly because their shit is tips.
I mean, yeah, but like you gotta think, like there's some ignorant motherfuckers that don't tip. Like there's some motherfuckers that don't like.
But sometimes it's the service I be getting. You be getting.
I don't care, bro. I don't give a fuck. I'm tipping.
I'm tipping off your service.
I mean, I'm still giving you $5 at the minimum. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if you only brought me one water back. I'm still giving you $5. Because I know at the end of the day, that lady probably got some kid sitting at the crib that she trying to struggle to feed or some shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I tip always, but like, I don't always tip $5.
I mean, I don't either, but
if it's like a $10, like a $20 meal, I might tip you $3 for your shitty service. But
no, I'm going $5 my minimum. I can't do no lower than $5 because that's disrespectful. Because like, it's disrespectful.
You don't give me no. You don't come back.
You're supposed to tip 15% of your bill anyway.
Yeah, but my thing is right. If you don't come back or check on me at least,
gee, I don't care. Like people got a life. That's what people got to understand. Like,
yeah, I understand. You got a life.
You feel me? Waitresses, waiters got to think about a lot, got to remember a lot. You feel me? Got to do a lot. I don't care that you running around. Gee, I don't care if you come check on me. As long as my food is good, I'm cool. As long as it's edible, I'm cool. Mm. As long as you bring me my motherfucking drink, my what I asked for, and you don't fuck it up, I'm cool. Now, you fuck it up, that's different. But if you bring me back my shit, or if you fuck it up and you come back and you fix it, oh yeah, you still getting tipped. It's just something you gotta do because like them people work hard, like they like.
I mean, yeah, but
it's different than what we do because you gotta think we all working at one pace. Like some might work faster than the other ones, but we're all work the same amount of hours. It don't matter. You get your shit done or you don't get it done. You still get the clock out. Them. No, motherfucker, they in there trying to work to get their money. Because card tips don't count. That shit get taxed. Cash tips don't.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, of course, I just tip them no matter what. Because, like, I respect them because, like, it's a lot of shit that they deal with. People would disrespect the fuck out of them. People would then respect on them, G. Like, people would do a lot of shit to piss them off. And it's crazy because, like, why?
I mean, yeah, true. But I mean,
it's like us. Like, you see what we got to do with snooty ass customers in the morning or some shit at night when you can't find something store about to close or they in a rush, like exactly. But like they can't say that though. That's the thing. They have to deal with it. They can't just walk away and say because then they either losing money or they could lose their job. So it's like we different. We can go back and tell manager.
But I know IHOP always hiring or Denny.
I mean, yeah, but like it's always hard. Like I don't know.
I know, but
they just do like. Women got a different perspective anyway, so it's just like on that note, like they'll just crazy shit go be goddamn. I mean, nowadays they got all them sites, so I don't know what the fuck. Like they got feet finder, goddamn probably nose ring finder, belly button finder, motherfucking ear finder, fucking OOTOFONOM. No, I'm just saying anybody, not just women, just like anybody. I'm just saying like, huh? They can do more than us, though.
I mean, yeah, they got OnlyFans and shit to do.
I mean, niggas can do OnlyFans too, but niggas can make a lot of money from that shit.
Why the fuck are you getting your dick hard just take a picture? Then it's just like
I don't know, cause there's a lot like, more. There's just the same amount of perverted women as there is men.
I mean, true, but who could get hard to take a picture and sit there like...
A lot of people, look, I'm telling you, look up, there, bro, I'm telling you, there got to be at least like half the percent of female OnlyFans makers than there is male. Like, that, porn stars, just the same way, it's half and half, probably.
I mean, yeah, I got half, I got equal month.
It's not even that, like, magazine stars, Playboy stars, like, all that shit, like... It's gotta be half and half, G, because it's like, it's not just like straight females out there. You got like, yeah, that's the thing, like, or the bodybuilders, like, you hardly see female bodybuilders back in the day. Now you see fucking tons of women bodybuilders, just like, all right.
Equal rights, equal lights. I guess,
right. Yeah, until she punch you and then you think,
fucking second about getting smart, then you're become the house bitch. You're
so
in there washing
dishes ups?
And fucking vacuuming and mopping and.
But Chris Tucker in there cooking.
It's not even just. It's not even being a house bitch. It's just you being a bitch because you done got bitched out because you done got muffed and.
Shit, I'm cool with that.
No, I'm not.
What you mean?
I'm not. No, I'm not.
I'm having night cooler in the closet, right?
No. Oh, see, there's one thing. There's one thing.
I got NyQuil.
Two, three things in a man's perspective when he get his own domain. It's your peace, it's your calmness, and it's your quietness.
I got peace while she at work.
Well, it's not always like that. Two, that's your comfort. Three, it's your safety.
Comfort, I remember. I get to do what I want.
But she does not like that though, because she's telling
she got
you
the
to
money.
Do other shit though, and you go there, you're going to hear her bitch. That's the thing. So it's like, that's why them podcasters, like, I'd be listening to some of them niggas, like, I ain't even going to say podcasters, but like, I don't know what the fuck they be talking about, but.
Listen here, boy.
It's a dude and his wife. Dude, they got a podcast together. Like, the lady got tattoos everywhere. She got gauges, and the dude's like real swole and shit, but,
Oh, I think I know who you're talking
She's
about.
She's like talking about her family, like if they want to come stay and like you send a negative vibe off from my house and my husband don't like it, like you can always come back tomorrow or like come like schedule it, reschedule or some shit. Like that's just some shit like I don't know, that's how like I ain't gonna say you're supposed to live, but like that's how like a king live. That's like king status. But like
what do you mean? I'm gonna still get what I want.
I mean, yeah, you get what you want, but like, niggas, I don't want to have a slave. They're damn near having a slave.
It's alright.
No, it's not.
Because you'd be like, honey, I want this. What you gonna do for me? Is your Xbox or PS5? I have a sugar bomb. Can I get this gun in the room? Be like a damn arcade game. Level one. Level two.
Alright, Jeff, folks. We're gonna end this one now. I'm, sorry we missed y'all last week. I hope y'all had a happy Thanksgiving and,
Happy Thanksgiving, good.
And, we'll, see y'all next week for the next episode. Alright.
Next episode.